A dramatic new allegation has been made against Cardinal George Pell at the Child Sex Abuse Royal Commission today. A former Ballarat altar boy has given evidence that in the 1980s he overheard the then Father Pell telling a colleague that he thought the priest Gerald Ridsdale was abusing boys again. Gerald Ridsdale was eventually convicted for child sex crimes. The witness rejected a suggestion put by Cardinal Pell's lawyers that his account was pure fantasy. A warning, Samantha Donovan's report will contain some disturbing information.
Cardinal George Pell has consistently denied he was aware priests were sexually abusing children during his time in the Ballarat Diocese from the 60s to the 80s. Today, a new witness contradicted Cardinal Pell. BWE told the commission that when he was an altar boy at St Patrick's Cathedral in Ballarat in 1983, he overheard George Pell speaking to another priest, Father Frank Madden, about Father Gerald Ridsdale.
"I think Jerry's been rooting boys again. This remark shocked me to the core. It rattled me because of everything I had learned from my brothers about Jerry Ridsdale."
BWE gave evidence he told his mother what he'd overheard a year or two later.
"I told her that I had overheard George Pell confirm, more or less, that Jerry Ridsdale was still having sex with boys. She said to me, 'Don't be ridiculous.' I spoke to my mother recently and she told me she has no memory of this conversation."
The commission heard another former altar boy at the service that day has denied having heard Father Pell make the comment about Ridsdale and said he thought if such an outlandish comment had been made, he would remember it. Counsel for Cardinal Pell, Sam Duggan, cross-examined BWE about his account.
"Notwithstanding that strong evidence, are these events a little hazy after 30 years?"
"No, they are not."
"Now, this phrase that Father Pell is alleged to have used, 'I think Jerry's been rooting boys again,' I want to suggest to you that that has never been language that Father Pell has ever used. Do you accept that?"
"No, I do not."
"It's simply something that he would not have said."
"I don't accept that at all, Mr. Duggan."
In fact, Gerald Ridsdale had been out of Ballarat for the better part of a decade. Is that your recollection?"
"I do not know where Gerald Ridsdale was. And quite frankly, at that time in my life, I did not want to know."
"And I want to also suggest that you didn't stop being an altar boy because of some overheard conversation, and this conversation is pure fantasy. What do you say about that?"
"I say you are incorrect, Mr. Duggan."
The decision of Cardinal Pell's lawyers to recall two survivor witnesses for cross-examination has angered them and their advocates. David Ridsdale, who was sexually abused by his uncle, Gerald Ridsdale, is one of them. He told the commission in May and again today that in 1993 he rang George Pell, a family friend, asking for private help from the church to deal with his pain and distress.
"My experiences with George were involved in swimming, they were involved in social activities. I'd always had positive, friendly conversations with him, and the tone that the conversation eventually took was a big shock to me."
David Ridsdale has given evidence that the then Bishop Pell spoke to him of his growing family and his need to take care of them. He's told the commission Bishop Pell said to him, "I want to know what it will take to keep you quiet." At the commission today, Cardinal Pell's counsel, Sam Duggan, put to Mr. Ridsdale that at the time he spoke to George Pell in 1993, he had raised financial problems and Bishop Pell had offered to help. David Ridsdale denied this.
"As I wasn't having financial difficulties and didn't raise such topics, my answer would still be no."
"What I want to suggest is that there was a misunderstanding between the two of you about George Pell offering something which was untoward."
"If that's the case, George Pell's never taken the opportunity to correct that, to contact me, or to do anything of any nature."
David Ridsdale stood by his account of his 1993 conversation with George Pell.
"I never have said that he bribed me. I believe I've been clear on that."
"I want to suggest to you that George Pell never said, 'I want to know what it will take to keep you quiet.' Do you accept that?"
"No."
"You never swore at him?"
"I definitely swore at him."
"And whatever your emotions during this conversation, I want to suggest that it was not an acrimonious conversation."
"It ended acrimoniously."
"For completeness, I want to suggest that this conversation that you've recorded here never happened."
"Oh no, utterly. That is as clear to me as the first time my uncle forced me onto his penis. These are things that stick. They changed my life."
The Commission has heard that the Bishop of Ballarat from the 70s to the 90s, Ronald Mulkerns, moved paedophile priests, including Ridsdale, from parish to parish once allegations were made against them. Bishop Mulkerns has been summoned to appear before the Commission, but it heard today that he's receiving palliative care and will be unable to appear. The Royal Commission hearings continue in Melbourne tomorrow.
Samantha Donovan.